Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd. Amen. Sheep bleat. Now, I'm certainly no expert on sheep bleating. I'll defer to Roxy, but I'm sure there are different types of bleats. There are times where the bleating is pleasant, and there are times where it's not. The baas can be of cute little lambs. The baas can be of irritated rams. The bleeding can be from joy, or it can be from hunger, separation, or pain. Sheep bleat. Well, this Sunday is the fourth Sunday of Easter, which is traditionally recognized as Good Shepherd Sunday. And praise be to God that Jesus is our Good Shepherd. He has made us His sheep through the Gospel. As our Shepherd, Jesus tenderly, mercifully, lovingly cares for His flock. As the 23rd Psalm declares, Jesus leads us, His sheep, to green pastures and still waters. And as His sheep, He invites us to bleat to Him, to talk with Him in prayer. The Good Shepherd hears our bleats of joy, thanksgiving, lament, and repentance. Christ is our Good Shepherd. But Jesus, of course, has many names and titles like the Good Shepherd. Also, the Lamb of God. The Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. Our Shepherd Himself is a Lamb. The Lamb. Revelation 7:17 proclaims this in a hymn of praise, saying, "For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their Shepherd." Jesus, the Lamb, is our Good Shepherd, as the Lamb of God. Our Good Shepherd became like one of us. The Son of God became a man, a human, like us. And as a man, He tenderly, mercifully, lovingly cares for His flock. Our Shepherd, then, is the man who was slain as the sacrificial lamb upon the cross, but is also the risen and victorious Lamb of God. The Lamb is the Good Shepherd. And our Good Shepherd speaks to us. In the Gospel reading from John 10, Jesus asserts that, "My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me." The sheep know the voice of their Good Shepherd, and the Shepherd continues to speak to us today. He speaks to us through His Word, through the absolution of our sins, through the waters of baptism, through His body and blood of communion, and through the love and care of other Christians, other sheep of the flock. Our Shepherd also speaks to us by appointing specific sheep to be the under-shepherds of His flock, that is, to be pastors in His church. The word pastor essentially means shepherd. And Christ has so ordered His church, His flock, to consist of specific sheep who are called as pastors to proclaim His word to His flock. And we see this in our reading from Acts 20, verse 28, where Paul, a pastor, an under-shepherd of the Good Shepherd, tells the Ephesian elders, who are also pastors, to pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to care for the church of God, which He obtained with His own blood. Pastors care for and oversee Jesus' flock through the proclamation of Jesus' word to that flock. And the word pastors proclaim is the word of the Good Shepherd, the word of the one who knows His sheep and speaks to them. It's the word of both law and gospel. It's His word that exhorts repentance of sins. It's His word that commands godly living and care for our neighbor. It's His word that declares forgiveness of sins. It's His word that proclaims Christ is with and for His flock. It's His word that reminds the sheep that the Good Shepherd will return to bring His flock to green pastures and still waters for all eternity in the new creation. As your shepherd, I am called to proclaim this word, our Good Shepherd's word, to you. As an under-shepherd of the Good Shepherd, I am honored to be one of your pastors here at St. John. And I am honored to proclaim Christ's word to you. But being a shepherd is hard. There are hundreds of sheep in our flock here at St. John. Hundreds of bleating sheep, all with their own bleats of joy, praise, and thanksgiving, frustration, disappointments, and hurt. Hundreds of voices. I try to do my best to listen to the bleats of our flock, but there are just so many voices. And I've got my own bleating, too. Amidst all the bleating that we have in our congregation, there are some bleats that are much more serious. Just in recent weeks, members of our flock have shared some profoundly scary and painful things with me. There are the parents whose adult son has been given a year to live. There's the young mother who's exhausted from the chemo. There's the older member who's exhausted from the chemo. And there's the man whose cancer has metastasized and he's wondering and hoping that God really exists. So many voices, so many hurting bleats. And as a shepherd, it gets hard for me to deal with many of the flock's bleats that are really over superfluous things. How do I listen to the laments over small things when I'm hearing the bleats of dying sheep? How do I not take the often overwhelming criticisms of our flock personally? So many voices, so many bleats. I can't do it all. Why would Jesus entrust his flock to me? I don't even know how to be a sheep, let alone a shepherd. Lord, have mercy. But as an under-shepherd of the Good Shepherd, I must also hear my shepherd's voice. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. My inability to hear and care for all of the flock's bleating does not make me less of a sheep of the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd still knows me and speaks to me. He's given me eternal life, and he won't let anything snatch me out of his nail-scarred hands. For the Father is greater than all the troubles of this world, and he's greater than all the bleating of the flock he's entrusted to me. The word of the Good Shepherd must be proclaimed to me in order that I might then proclaim that word to other sheep. When I hear your bleating, I certainly don't have all the answers. I actually have very few answers. I don't know why your child is dying. I don't know why your body is racked with chronic health problems. I don't know why your marriage fell apart. I don't know why your children no longer go to church. But what I do know is that Christ, your good shepherd, is with you. He loves you and cares for you. He knows you and holds you as his little lamb in his loving embrace. You are one of Jesus' sheep, and he is your good shepherd. The good shepherd is speaking to you today. And furthermore, as one of your pastors, I can assure you that Christ is with his flock here at St. John. We are the Lord's congregation. He is present and active. His word is living here. His word is proclaimed every week from this pulpit. And every week we faithfully receive the body and blood of the Lamb, who is our shepherd. In spite of the challenges, difficulties, and disappointments we may experience with our congregation, we weekly receive Christ's forgiveness, his word, and his sacrament. There is nothing more important in this life than what Jesus gives us here every week. And there is tangible fruit of this. Here at St. John, we continue to have baptisms regularly. And 2 weeks ago, Pastor Troy baptized an adult. Many Lutheran churches haven't baptized an adult in ages. And last week, we confirmed 20 young men and women, and all 20 of those kids and their families regularly come to church. All of them. That's not an accident, for the Good Shepherd is present here amidst his flock. He is present with you. The Good Shepherd is speaking to you on this day. And not only does our Good Shepherd speak to us, but he shows us where he's leading us. The green pastures and still waters of Psalm 23 are images of not only how the Good Shepherd cares for us today in the present, but they are also images of where he's ultimately leading us. Psalm 23 is a foretaste of the vision that the Apostle John sees in Revelation 7. In the first 8 verses of Revelation 7, John sees a vision of the church in this present life. But in the latter half of the chapter, our epistle reading for today, John sees a vision of the church triumphant. That is, the church as it will be in the new creation. After Christ returns and brings his whole flock to resurrected life with him. Pay attention to what John sees in verses 9 and 10. I invite you to take a look at that. A great multitude that can't be numbered from every corner of the world, all standing before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, waving palm branches in their hands, and crying out praises to the Lamb. This victorious moment is where our Good Shepherd is leading us. This is what the Good Shepherd has promised us. But we're obviously not there yet. Christ's flock is not yet the church triumphant. We are still the church militant, carrying out his mission in this sinful world. And since we're still the church militant, our voices are not always filled with shouts of praise. Our bleating is still full of laments, confessions of sin, hurtful words toward others, complaints, and criticisms. Hurt sheep hurt other sheep. In an age of Google and Amazon reviews, it's easy for Jesus' sheep to become overly critical, especially of one another and of the church. Now, critical thinking has its place. God expects us to be thinking and shrewd sheep. But a spirit of criticism is a spirit of the world around us rather than the spirit-filled flock that Christ has made us. For when we are overly critical, we are forgetting who we are as Jesus' flock. We're forgetting who our Good Shepherd is. We're forgetting how our Good Shepherd tenderly loves and cares for us in the present. And we're forgetting where our Shepherd is leading us. For he is leading us to what John saw in Revelation 7. He's leading us to the victory of the new creation. He's leading us to eternally green pastures and still waters. And where our Shepherd is leading us to in the future shapes how we live in the present. As many of you know, my mother has had significant health issues lately. Now, she's had cerebral palsy her whole life, which just complicates her health. And she's been using a walker now for several years to get around. And she recently had carpal tunnel surgery in both hands, which have not recovered well. She also just had a hysterectomy. And so she's been through a lot. And I do thank you for all the support and prayers that you've given me and also my mother. So it's difficult for my mom to stand or use her hands. And as such, her voice is often loaded with cries of frustration and pain. Her bleats are full of lament. But in all of that, my mother remains one of the Good Shepherd's sheep. He has not lost track of her. She belongs to his flock. No matter what happens to her, Jesus holds her in his hands. And there will be a day when all that is wrong with my mother's body and soul will be forever redeemed and restored. One day, I will finally get to know my mom free from all her imperfections. For in the vision of the church that John saw in Revelation 7, my mother was in that vision. John saw my mom standing before the throne and before the Lamb without a walker. He saw her clothed in white robes, forever free of sin and its stain. He saw her with palm branches in her hands that are free from carpal tunnel and all pain. And John heard my mother cry out, not bleats of pain and frustration, but cries of praise, shouting clearly and victoriously, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." John saw my resurrected mother in this vision, because in the vision he saw the Good Shepherd's entire flock, every Christian that has ever lived. And this means that he saw you in this vision too. John saw you with my mother standing as resurrected people before the Lamb, wearing white robes of righteousness, with palm branches in your resurrected hands, and crying out with resurrected voices. This is where our Good Shepherd is leading his flock, to the eternal green pastures and living waters of the new creation, where God's people sing out, "For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Sheep bleat. For now our bleats are mixed with joy, praise, lament, and complaint. But there will be a day where we will only speak bleats of joy and praise. And so today, we bleat joys of praise. In spite of all that is wrong with us and around us, anticipating where our Good Shepherd is leading us, resting assured that he is now with us in the present, that he does love and care for us, that he knows his sheep. We hear his voice, and we follow him, and we bleat to him, knowing that as the Lamb of God and our Good Shepherd, he hears all of our bleats. Sheep, bleat. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.